This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a music teacher with a real feel for his craft. First, this, NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams back as our regular Friday guest. Juan, welcome back to the program.
Good to be with you, Alex.
And on Wednesday, the president held a relatively long news conference at the White House, more than 45 minutes. Where were the highlights in that, did you think?
Well, I think the highlight was the president continuing to urge Iraqis to, as he put it, defy terrorists and vote in Sunday's election in Iraq. At the same time, he was having to deal with the high cost in terms of American life, the helicopter crash, the continuing attacks by insurgents on American forces, and trying to deal also with a Congress that's become more questioning about it, even as the president is seeking an additional $80 billion to pay for the cost of war. But at the moment, Alex, more than half of Americans think it's unlikely that Iraq will become a stable and democratic society. If you look at the opinion polls, that Americans are just tiring of this effort.
Senator Kennedy this week came out and gave a big speech saying that we should start withdrawing troops, American troops, from Iraq immediately after this election. What was the response in Washington to that speech from the senator?
Well, the Republican National Committee really became the voice of the Bush administration on this point, Alex. They said it was a partisan political attack, and in specific, used the same tactic that the Bush campaign had used against Senator John Kerry. And by the way, Kerry will be on Meet the Press for an entire hour this Sunday, so he's going to be kind of the featured voice. But the response from the Republican National Committee was that that's the voice of defeatism. The thing is that Kennedy asked really for a withdrawal of about 12,000 of the 150,000 U.S. troops in Iraq right away. And his idea was that if you try to do this, it could instigate additional violence in the short run, but it will curtail the ongoing death of Americans and Iraqis. And he was joined in this, I might add, Alex, by Martin Meehan, the congressman, Democrat from Massachusetts, who's advocated withdrawing all but about 30,000 of America's forces by the year's end. And then there's a group of House Democrats, about 25, who introduced a troop pullout resolution.
So, well, Iraq, a big topic. Also, Social Security. The president was talking about Social Security reform. Here's a little bit of what he had to say.
If you have a child who's 25 years old, when that person gets, gets near retirement, the system will be bankrupt. And therefore, it seems like to me, and if we wait, the longer we wait, the more expensive the solution. So therefore, now's the time to act.
But there is this debate with other voices, Democrats, critics of the administration, and just analysts saying this is not a crisis. And it's really, do we have to fix this right now? Where is the president with that argument?
This is part of his effort to say the Democrats don't want to deal with a real crisis. And he points to numbers that indicate that the Social Security Trust Fund will tap out by 2018. And then, of course, Social Security is able to continue paying well into like the middle of the century. But he says, why wait until there's a wolf at the door? It's time to deal with the problem now.
Does it seem to you that he's winning that argument in Congress? That is, are members of Congress in the House of Representatives feeling that he's persuading Americans that he's right or not?
No. In fact, he's having tremendous trouble with his own party, Alex. Republicans are not enthused about this. What I'm hearing on the Hill is he may be worried about his legacy, but we've got to run for re-election. And this doesn't play well in the polls with America's seniors, who are worried that their benefits could be impacted. But in the Congress, even among Republicans, they're looking for different strategies than the ones being advocated by the president.
Condoleezza Rice confirmed and voted in this week as Secretary of State. Next up, Alberto Gonzalez as Attorney General. When can we expect to vote on that?
Here's a situation where now the New York Times, the Washington Post, and others have all said this man should not be confirmed because of his involvement with extending the legal basis for the mistreatment of prisoners at Guantanamo Bay in Afghanistan, as well as questions about how he handled getting President Bush out of jury duty while the president was governor, and therefore allowed the president not to have to disclose a driving under the influence arrest in Maine that later came out in the course of his first campaign for president. All of these questions, the suggestion is that Gonzalez is not a guy that is about the law so much as about loyalty. I do think he'll be confirmed, But he clearly is damaged goods coming out of this process.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams, a regular Friday guest on Day to Day. Juan, thank you.
My pleasure, from chilly Washington, Alex.
You're listening to Day to Day.